You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, kinda. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, April 24th, episode 3934, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
So actually, this is AI Glenn and AI Jamie. We're not here today. We have our AIs doing this show. They sound so real now. We're going to be honest with you. We're recording this a week ahead because, Jamie, where are you right now? You're in Kentucky.
I'm in Kentucky.
She's having a blast. I'm sure the weather is perfect. There's no snow. There's no tornadoes. There's no rain. It's glorious.
Oh, no. It's currently sunny and 72 with a partly cloudy sky.
And a slight breeze. It's beautiful.
And a nice breeze. Yes. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm wishing it into existence. Like you said, it's a week before. I am just planning for that.
Tomorrow's going to be absolutely beautiful. A little cooler for the horses on cross country day. The footing is perfect. There's 100,000 people showing up. It's great.
Nobody's complaining. Yeah. It's amazing.
But on today's pre-episode that we're recording a week ahead, we're doing a Where Are They Now? We have a multiple world champion dog trainer, movie and TV wrangler, Chrissy Joy, old friend of ours, and she's coming on the show to talk to us about what it's like to actually be on the set and deal with dogs and actors and things like that. Then we find out what dumb injuries our listeners have, and we give away the prizes for really bad ads today. There's no post-show today because AI, Glenn and AI Jamie don't do post-shows, so we're not doing one today.
To be fair, I just looked at the weather for next week in Kentucky, and they're predicting rain on Saturday.
Of course they are. It always rains on cross country day. Bring your raincoat. Always bring your raincoat.
I'm going to blow it from here.
The thing about going to Kentucky is you have to bring shorts, you have to bring winter clothes, you have to bring your raincoat and your rain boots. You have to bring all the clothes because there's no clue what it's going to be.
Yep. No idea.
It could be anything. Clue. And it has been anything in the years we've gone.
Well, future me, make sure you pack everything. Past me, everything's going to be fine.
Oh, we had one year. Do you remember we did the listener meetup in the pouring down rain? It was
Do you know what's really crazy is that most podcasts record like a month ahead.
Yeah.
And that we're so not used to this. Like, this is just so abnormal for us.
Our brains don't work this way because we do record these the day they're put out. And we've done it that way for 15 years. And then if we have to record ahead, it just confuses the hell out of us anyway. So
I know. Well, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Let's move on. I've got some fun stuff today.
Okay. So, we're recording a week ahead, and that means that Facebook doesn't let me go that far ahead for birthdays. So I can't find the birthdays that are going to be for next weekend. So I'm just going to say happy birthday to everybody. Everybody has a birthday every year, so I'm giving a happy birthday to everybody, and especially the people I missed. Anyway, that's all I got because I can't do it. So I tried.
I need the happy birthday sound.
Oh, hold on.
From the podcast to the barn, here's some hidden birthday wishes to keep you warm.
Future me knows that today is your birthday.
Happy birthday. I guess it is. Well, thank you, my friend. You know I'm going to be 64 this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Medicare next year. Oh, my God. Medicare next year, Jamie. That hit home.
One can dream. Well, happy birthday, buddy. I'm sure you're having a great day. And the weather's perfect and everything's awesome, just like it is in Kentucky.
You know what? I've always had my birthdays always fallen on Kentucky. So I've never really done anything but Kentucky. So I've worked. And this year, I don't have to work. It's great because we're doing the show today. So it's perfect.
Yay. Oh, because it's digging ditches otherwise. Oh, my God. So hard.
Hey, there's two institutions, United States classic institutions that are biting the dust. You know, so many are going away now because of the economy or whatever. They just closed the Hooters in Ocala.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. What?
Apparently, Hooters across the country are closing up. And a big one. Well, Spirit Airlines is probably going to go out by the time we do this show. And then another big one is QVC is filing bankruptcy.
That's the shopping channel?
Yes, the shopping channel. Do you remember? It was huge. You know, years ago when you didn't have the internet, QVC was it. Everybody used to watch QVC at 2 in the morning and order stuff. We took a tour of the QVC headquarters. It was Pennsylvania, near where we lived. So we went and did the tour of the QVC headquarters. That was quite an operation. But they were raking in bucks during those days because all the stuff was a little overpriced to be on QVC in the first place. But yeah.
Do you remember that on the QVC that had like the guy that would show jewelry?
Yep.
Okay. So I used to teach his wife horseback riding lessons when they lived in Ohio. And you want to talk about some extravagant living. Oh my God. She'd roll up like in her Jaguar, you know, like brand new Jag, and get out and just be like adorned with jewelry. I'm like, you're getting on a horse. What are you doing? Yeah. So that QVC. Sorry, man. I hope they saved because she wasn't.
When you took that tour, it was kind of cool. They had a catwalk that actually went above all the studios. There were like 7 different studios there. So when they took you on the tour, you had to be absolutely quiet because they were filming. But you could walk on the catwalk above the studios and look down at all the different. It was kind of a cool tour, actually.
Spit on them.
And you had to go through all these auditions to get on QVC. It was a huge deal because if you got on QVC, you sold thousands of things.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. We watched that one with Jennifer Lawrence. She was selling her mop.
Yeah. I mean, you did. It was a thing. But they said the biggest problem now is not even the internet shopping so much, is so many people doing live TikTok selling stuff and live Amazon, just ordinary people selling stuff. And now there's that new auction site I keep seeing ads for, and I don't remember the name of it now.
eBay. But
no, it's not eBay. It's another one. It's an app. And apparently they have people selling stuff live on there and it gets auctioned off at the same time. They're on there showing it. So yeah, how do you compete with that? So anyway, bye bye QVC. We're going to miss you. Actually not. Grandmas are going to miss you.
25/26, Joann Fabric, Party City, Walgreens, Saks Global, they've all filed for bankruptcy this year. I just Googled it.
It's tough year.
Family Dollar, because Dollar General's taken over. Big Lots, Eddie Bauer, 175 stores. Jack in the Box, Denny's, some Pizza Huts. Look at this. This is
Big Lots affected us because we loved going to Big Lots.
Really? I don't think I've ever been to a Big Lots.
That was one of our favorite stores was Big Lots because they had different stuff. It was like a closeout store. So they had different stuff all the time. Every time you went in, there was something different.
Okay.
So we used to go to Big Lots, yeah. There's going to be nothing but online shopping left soon. Another 5 years. Yeah, that's the only place you're going to buy anything. And Dover, we haven't talked about that. They're closing a pile of stores. I don't know what's going on with Dover right now. There's a lot of talk.
Oh, no. Yeah. I finally get to my first Dover in Atlanta, and now they're closing.
They're closing a pile of stores. They're opening a big one here at the World Equestrian Center. But apparently, I don't know if they're closing all the rest, but they're closing a ton of them. And a lot have already closed. So I don't know what's going on with Dover. I don't have any inside information there. Well, let's talk about Kentucky Performance Products and get to our guest, Chrissy Joy.
Do you see signs of vitamin E deficiency in your horse? Well, here's what you can look for. Stiff or sore muscles, neurological issues, lack of energy, a poorly developed top line, or a weak immune system. Studies show the vitamin E levels drop when horses don't get enough fresh green grass. Side note, not in the ad. If your horse gets randomly spooky, I found that is a vitamin E deficiency too in my own personal world. So, Elevate Natural Vitamin E can help. This is a research-proven, powerful antioxidant that supports healthy muscle, nerve, and immune functions. Elevate works by delivering natural vitamin E, which is easily absorbed and retained in a horse's tissues. Elevate comes in 4 formulas. Fast-acting, water-soluble liquid. That's like when you need to get it in them right now, like you're trying to do an EPM treatment or something. It's 2 cc's. Like you just draw it out of the bottle, you just put it right on the food, they eat it. There's also the maintenance powder for long-term care. a concentrated veterinary formula powder and a vitamin E and selenium powder. So check all these out, please, please, please. I mean, we don't have any grass all winter here. That's when I put them all on it. I
know
vitamin E,
this particular product is the one you probably use the most.
I use it. Yeah, every horse is on it. And like when I got Amigo, I started him on the liquid because he lived in a desert in Bakersfield, California. And so I started him on the liquid, went to the bottle, and now he's back on the powder. So I don't keep him on that liquid one forever.
Dosed him up.
Dosed him up. Get y'all back together. And now he's only trying to shake me off four times a ride.
Apparently it worked.
He hasn't spoke though. Not yet. Knock on wood. For more information, visit they're so proud of us in this commercial. KPPUSA.com. That's KPPUSA.com.
Well, you'll see him. Anybody going to Kentucky, if you're going to be there, they'll be there. So you can go apologize for our crazy commercials while you're there.
I'll go shopping is what I'll do.
We'd like to welcome back to the show someone that Jen and I consider family. She is a multiple world champion dog trainer, has her own TV show, and is a movie and TV dog wrangler. Hey, Chrissy Joy.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good. It's been 3 years since you've been here, so I'm glad you could do this today. I appreciate it. So tell me, you've been up to a lot. You've been doing so many TV shows and movies and things. I can't keep track of everything you're doing.
To be honest, I just made a post like the other day on Instagram that I was like telling people, I was like, I'm so sorry. Cause they're like, you're doing so much with your dogs, but you don't post any of it. And I was like, I know, I forget. Like I have like a Dory mindset. And honestly, yes, we've been doing so many different TV shows and movies a lot more than I've been doing commercials, just because I'm at the stage where I'm really trying to enjoy like the projects I get invested in. But I tell you, sometimes the hardest thing is finding it after your dog does the project, because it can take another year for like the whole project to come out, and then you have to try to find it. So yeah, we have been really busy. There's a couple things that my dogs are currently working on, which is very exciting. And, you know, also just trying to find that work-life balance I think we're all doing.
So how long ago did you start into the TV and movies with the dogs? I know you've been competing and you've world championships, you've done trick competitions and stunt dogs and all of that. But when did you start TV and movies?
Yeah. So I think when I did like the stunt dog championships and like the international trick dog champion, I mean, that was during COVID where we like had nothing to do. That was really, you know, really fun experience, but I always had a passion for production. I think at this point, because Beasley, my oldest, who kind of got everything started for me, he's turning 11 this year, which is crazy. I probably got him started when he was 2. So I'd say, you know, a good like 9-10 years now that I've been working dogs on set for TV. And we started out with just Beasley, and now we have 5.
So, and you have them. I mean, can you write the dogs off and all the expenses for the dogs?
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah. I mean, my accountant kind of cringes every time I come through the door every year. But because you have to understand, like coming from this line of work, I have like 12 1099s every year. Like it's insane because I work for so many different companies. And we do live performances, and I do, you know, some social media work. So it's a lot, but yeah, you can write most everything off. I mean, every time I go to PetSmart and Petco, you can write all that off.
Oh, don't we wish we could write our stuff off for our horses?
Oh my gosh. Actually, like, yeah, even, you know, your training space, which is part of your home. So, yeah, it's kind of wild, but to be honest, the biggest and best part is the gas. If everyone can understand at this point, I'm sure people who have horses and want to do shows and travel and all these, or just even go to the trails, like, you know, the gas is such an issue sometimes, especially right now with it rising. So I'm even more grateful that I get to write off all of the miles that I drive every year.
And you do put on a lot of miles. So tell me about, you've been on all the morning shows. You've been on you've been on with the Tonight Show. You've been on all of those. But with the TV and the movies, when you're working on set, it's well known that you spend a lot of time just sitting around, and they're long days, 12, 14 hour days. So what do you do? I mean, how do you keep the dogs motivated and, you know, going for that long a period of time when they're only really acting for a short period, right?
Right. It can be a long time for them. You know, we have actually almost 4 or 5 films this year, and they're all different. But, you know, the biggest concern for us is like the environment. Like, what's the temperature going to be like? Where are they going to be held? Which means when we say we're in there and holding, like, are they going to be inside? Are they going to have to stay in my van? You know, we're always worried about like keeping them comfortable. That's our first concern, because it could be a bright sunny day, but we'll have a thermometer we put on the pavement, because those temperatures can be over 100 degrees. And, you know, we can't have your dog doing a walking scene over and over again if the pavement's going to be over 100 degrees. So there's a lot of things that go into play that if a humane rep is not on set, then, you know, that's my responsibility to look out for the dog even more so. The days are very much a hurry up and wait. A lot of people say, oh yeah, it's like military life, the hurry up and wait. Well, it's very similar. We can have 12 to 14 hour days. And this is the crazy part. And I know some people who probably compete and things like that, but their horses kind of understand, like, when you arrive, you don't necessarily know what time of day you're going, what order you're going. And that sometimes is the case for dog actors. You know, we will get our call time, which is when we're needed to arrive the next day. Sometimes we don't get that till 10 o'clock the night before. So if you're arriving into a city hours and hours away, you have to just say, okay, I'm just going to arrive and get settled in. I still don't know my call time for tomorrow, and it could change. So you could think, oh gosh, I'm going to be there at 2 o'clock. I got all morning to relax. And then they're like, surprise, we need you there at 8. So things can change quickly, and that's because of weather and things like that. But yes, for your dog and safety and comfort, it is a hurry up and wait. To be honest, I don't socialize my dogs a ton on set until they're done working, because they need to have energy, and I'm trying to teach them how to conserve that.
Yeah, and if 500 actors are trying to pet them and give them treats.
Everybody wants to pet them and love them. And then by the time they get there.
Unless they're meeting Jimmy Fallon, because I did see your dog greet Jimmy Fallon with a handshake. That was awesome.
Yes, which is funny because the other two dogs wanted nothing to do with Jimmy. So that the audience loved that trick out of all of the tricks, loved that trick the most. And I'll be honest, that's the first time we met Jimmy. So I wasn't even sure my dog was going to know what to do with him. Like, we didn't get to
he has an
Jimmy
energy.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like, that they loved that because it was the first time a dog actually like acknowledged him. So that was really fun.
Okay. You don't have to say names here, but I have a question for you.
Sure.
I assume that some actors just love dogs, and then there's actors in movies with dogs that hate dogs. Is that true?
Yeah. Kevin Hart.
It is. It is true. And we've even worked with actors that are allergic to him. And we're like, what?
Yeah,
like,
why are you in this movie?
Why are you here? To be honest, most of them are very accommodating to the dog, and they're really impressed by how trained the dog is. However, you know, there's some scenes, like we've been in fight scenes before, where we have to take all this extra protocol and be like, listen, you're going to have to take this scene that otherwise you guys could probably shoot really quickly without a dog. And we're going to have to break this down into tiny pieces because the dog doesn't know that this is pretend. Right. So like, we have to teach them that this is not something to be scared of. And then once the dog gets used to the pattern, then they're like, oh, this is great. Fun fact, like Darby for Fallout, which already came out season 2, he had to be in a car where there's a grill that catches on fire. People are running around screaming for their life. And there's like gunshots and all this crazy stuff because it's supposed to be the nuclear explosion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
Like, it's pandemonium, right? So at first I'm like, I have to be with him. So I'm rewarding him, giving his ball all this stuff that he loves. So he's like, okay, there's crazy things going on, but I trust mom. I trust the situation. By the end, because he realized the pattern, he's barking at the people. He's standing on top of the car. Like, he's thinking, he's like king of the jungle now, but you know what people might be able to do without an animal and just get it done. It works way differently when you're like, hey, if you want this dog in this scene, we have to really structure it so that it's a very good experience.
What's your, I know that you were known early on for, you got popular actually as a dog wrangler because your dogs could get it done in so few takes. What's the most number of takes, and it might even be your dog's fault more than the actors. What's the most number of takes you've had for any one scene? Do you know?
You know, we have run into problems where there's like, we're just realizing it's not working. Like, we're trying, and there's like either like the actor's line is stepping over the dog, or the dog can't see me, so the dog's not doing it. I would say we've had like 7 or more takes where it's just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, and this is me in my early stages of working, where I didn't know better to go, okay, if it's not working in three takes, we have to change something, right? So now you learn to have these conversations with them beforehand and go, I'm already looking at this scene. I'm just telling you right now, this is what the dog needs from me. It's easier if I'm over here. And so that way it's like you have this conversation before going in so that you get it done in three takes.
Well, that's what the director wants, yeah. Right? They want less takes is less money, right?
So. Not, I used to go in and just be like, oh, I'm the little trainer. Please tell me what to do. You guys are the big production company. I'm just the little trainer. And now I come in like, wait, you want to get this done as fast as I want to get this done. So let's work this. Let's work together. And you putting me in that corner is not going to work.
Yeah, you can advocate for the dogs better the yes. more experience you have. Yeah,
absolutely. And advocate. I'll be honest. There's been a couple times I've walked away like crying and I'm like, I will never, ever put my dogs through that again because I didn't know better to speak up for them. So yeah. Now I know.
Have you told them no on certain scenes? Are there scenes where you just say, no, I'm not doing that?
Absolutely. It happens more than you know. You know, and they don't, and I'll be perfectly honest. I don't want people out there to think production, oh, they don't care. No.
They just don't know, right?
They travel for their life. Right. They don't have a lot of pets. They just don't know. They don't know. So what they don't know is what they don't know. So for example, like there was a, I forget the show, but I'm like going up a glass staircase and they wanted all the dogs to run up this, like eight dogs, different sizes, different breeds to run up a glass staircase that was see-through that like you could put your hand through the stairs. Like literally.
Oh God, they won't do that.
Yeah. And they didn't know better. So, you know, that's when American Humane goes, absolutely. So I could say as the trainer, I don't want to do that. But then they kind of go, oh gosh, there goes the dog mom being a pain in the butt.
Yeah, we're paying you.
But if American Humane steps in and says, it's not happening, then they have to like, you know, so it's nice to have them in your corner. But they're watching you as much as they're watching production. They're watching you. Are you watering your dog? Are you treating your dog well? Are you, you know, like they're watching you to make sure you're being a good advocate and owner of your dog on set. So there's no, like, you can't have a prong collar. You can't do any of that, which I don't use anyway, but you can't, you know, be harshly correcting your dog or any of that stuff. They'll kick you right off.
Yeah. I know you don't do any of that stuff.
No, they run my life. Are you kidding me?
Jamie, she has this really cool van that's set up for the dogs in so many different ways. It's
really cool
for traveling. The dogs
I'm
are
just
not
the chauffeur at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, the dogs are not living poorly on the road. That's
yeah,
for sure.
True.
And you have your own TV show. Tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, so we have a couple shows that I've hosted in the past, but I really love The Dog Moms. It's season. Gosh, I think we're on like season three now. It's been so much fun. It's me and my friend Amber. We both host it together. And it's just about like life with dogs and being an owner, dealing with like dog guilt that I think dog moms and dog dads deal with. You know, just like, am I doing enough? And we pick all these random topics that are on like a wheel that we don't know ahead of time that lands on the topic. And then we have like 5 minutes just to like speak our experience, some funny stories, you know, emotional things, and hopefully, you know, and also sharing some of like favorite products that we've used along the way. So it's really kind of like this, I feel like it could be a podcast, but it's fun to kind of watch us. We always have dogs with us. And so I love that. And we had, we do have in the works, the Joy Cruise show, but it's in the works. We've kind of paused it for now. I just want to make sure it's really what I want before it airs. But if you are going to go and look, try to find something, I highly suggest Dog TV. Just, you can download the app. It's totally free. You can watch content for free, no subscriptions. So it's just really fun. And it has some great playlists and things that your dog can watch, which sounds crazy, but it's actually like tailored so your dog sees it, because you know dogs can't see color, but they can see blue, yellow, and shades of purple, if you didn't know.
So you can actually put so it's Dog TV. Can you get it on like Roku and stuff too?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. So they actually turned it into a fast channel, so it's really readily available. And there's actually like playlists if your dog is afraid of thunderstorms and stuff. They have like playlists of music, and I'm telling you, it's like dogs running the beach. There's like people that talk to your dog through the screen. Like it's really it's crazy interactive, but It's the ones that are colored for the dogs looks like we would need 3D glasses, but the dogs can, like, it's tailored so the dogs see those colors.
When you go away, Jamie, you can just, you can turn on your big TV and keep all the dogs entertained when you go away.
Well, you guys know the Bluey cartoon, right?
Yeah.
It was specifically colored so dogs could see it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you watch Bluey, it's a lot of blues and yellows and sometimes shades of purple because they tailored it so dogs could see it. Isn't that great?
That's cool.
That's
funny. Well, Jennifer and I want to just tell you how proud we are of you. We met Chrissy 20 some years ago, and she was she wanted to be a movie star. Your only dream was to be a movie star. That was it.
I didn't know what else to do. That's right. The World Equestrian Games ended. They went to France without me, I guess, because that's just how it goes, which I didn't know. I'm like a 19-year-old bubbly thing out of college. And so I worked for them, and then the event ended, and I was like, where do I go with my life?
Yep. And here you are. Who would have thought all these years later, your dogs would be TV stars and movie stars?
Well, and honestly, to end on this note, for people out there who probably can relate, I had a lot of anxiety as a kid. Animals were always what kept me grounded and like kept me in my safe space, or what I considered a safe space. And I always wanted to do more in this world. But like when I have animals at my side, like everything's okay. And it's exactly where God has intended me to be.
Well, we're proud of you. She has a great family and a beautiful daughter. And
thank you.
Please tell your family we said hi too.
I will. And thank you if you ever want to tell the story, thank you, Glenn. He rescued me out of this terrible apartment I was living in. And Glenn and Jen graciously accepted me into their home, so I got to bother them every single day for quite a while.
Well, where can people find you if they want to follow you? You post all the time, so.
Yeah, and I've got a free Patreon for people who want to just join in and learn some cool stuff about dog training. Just follow the Joy Crew on any social media platform, and always feel free to shoot me a message if you want to learn more, or if you just want to have a better bond and communication with your dog.
We love you, Chrissy Joy. Talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, Jamie, I noticed the other day you posted on the auditor page asking for another round of dumb injuries. Now, are these people injuries or horse injuries? I hope it's people injuries, because I'm not up for horse injuries today. We've had enough of those here.
Well, I asked for both because I did something stupid. So, misery loves company. So I ask everybody for horse or people injuries. What would you like me to? I was going to go
human.
Through some
Let's
of them.
Let's do human, because... So. I've had enough of those in my life.
Well, I got this idea because I was hooking up. I have this little like poo wagon, a little wagon that I go put behind my trailer, my little Ranger, to clean the stalls. And I go to hook it up, and I got my hand squished in between the tongue and the ball. Ooh. On my right thumb. So like, you know, that big muscle right on your body, on your thumb, at your palm, I squished that, I pinched that, and it hurts like crazy. So then I was up and I went to
like when you get it stuck in the car door or something. Ooh.
Oh man. It just like hurts to push down, hurts to move my thumb around.
Is it black and blue?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the bruise to come through. Like, it's going to come through. It's just really deep right now. And so then that night I was making dinner, and I found this like bougie pasta dish that required lots of vegetables and some pasta and lemon and zest of lemon. Well, do you know how to zest a lemon, Glenn?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you take the little scraper thing and you scrape the top off and you sprinkle them, and it's like really nice and flavorful.
Oh.
So I got this new lemon zester. It's like a really long thing, and you just like go on the edge, and it like zests supposedly really easily. So I put it on lemon, and I was like, it like wouldn't pull, like it was like too deep, you know? And so I was like, and I zested my freaking left palm thumb. So at this point, I have no hands. My right thumb is a mess. My left thumb is a mess. Chad's like, hey, you don't see it. And he goes to high five me. I'm like, don't touch me. Like, so I'm like this cripple. Like, I have no right thumb and no left thumb. I've got band-aids on the left one. I've got a brace on the right one. It's a whole big mess. Like, icing them both. Like, I'm just like this. I have no hands.
Why
no
is hand. It? It's when horses get hurt, we don't laugh. But when people get hurt, we laugh. I don't know why that is.
I just
because we can relate. We've all done it.
And the problem is when I cook things and I'm using knives, Chad is always already like, oh God.
He's
oh,
ready
God,
with the first aid kit.
Yeah. So he's in the kitchen and I zest my like the whole top of my left palm muscle, thumb muscle, and I zest it all. And as soon as I did, I was like, oh God. Oh God. So I just dropped the zester, calmly squeezed my hand and walked over to the sink and I put some water on it and then paper towel. And he looks over and he's like, oh God, what did you do? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. Nothing happened. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. And then I look down and there's blood coming through the paper towel. It was like a murder scene. Cool. So yeah, I was like, I'm just trying to do very basic farm work and hurt my right hand and then just trying to cook dinner and hurt my left hand. So I asked for people to share their stupid stories. And I'll stick with the horse. We get some really good horse ones, okay. And a lot of them involve drinking. So we'll skip those. But Alicia says, have you read these, Glenn?
No, I haven't seen these at all.
Okay. Alicia says, I work at a rock climbing gym and I broke my finger on the dumpster while throwing out the trash outside. Now, Nicola sent pictures of this one, which was... not necessary. And a full picture. And you'll see why I said it was not necessary because I have a lump on, remember she's British. So I have a lump on my arse 2 years later from falling down my basement stairs, wearing socks while carrying the laundry basket. Now, remember where I said the lump was? She showed a picture of her hind end, which was one giant bruise, one giant butt cheek bruise.
Nicola was proud of that one.
Well, I was like, nice butt. I mean, when it's not black and blue. So Kristen posted this, and I know you said no horses, but I felt like I had to read this one because you'll see. I blew my knee out while trying to stop a Percheron mare I was showing in halter from dragging me out of the arena to catch up to her hitch partner. You can't stop a Percheron. No,
I've tried that before. When they want to go, they go. There's nothing stopping a Percheron. And why do they stay in fences at all is my question, because they could just walk through it.
They don't, in my experience. Brenda says, I got a black eye from the snap on a hay bag.
Oh, I think we've all done that.
Well, we've done this, which Allison said reminds me of when my hand slips on the latigo or the girth and I punch myself in the face. Yes, I have punched myself in the face tightening girth.
And stirrups too. Yep.
Yeah, big mess. Steph says, it's not me, but my husband. He insisted on putting his hoodie on while walking down the stairs. Why would you do that? He said, guess who fell down the stairs? No, we're not laughing. Don't, you can't cringe. No soul. No soul. Because Claire said, I tore my posterior tibial tendon doing pull-ups. Sort of. She had one of those little half ball things at the step stool to reach the bar. And she said she did a pull up. And when she landed down on, she landed it weird, tripped her ankle, fell backwards and tore the tendon.
In her butt. I don't even think about the butts having tendons, but I guess I do.
I think the tibial tendon would be in the arm, just on the backside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking butt.
You just got butt on the brain.
Yeah, I do.
Tracy said, I impaled my hip on the screws that hold the outdoor handle on the garage door. She was walking sideways carrying a bag of dog food. Dumb injuries. Now, this one is fantastic. And this is so great. Jamo says, I tried to remove a pit from an avocado. Usually, I tap the knife on the pit and give it a slight turn. That's what I do. She said alcohol was involved. The pit split in half and I cut my finger down to the bone. Ooh. In the hysterics of trying to stop the bleeding, my friend knocked on the bathroom door and in a panicked voice said, Jamo, I found your finger in the kitchen. So, of course, I start panicking more because I didn't think I was missing a finger. And I'm not sure what she thought she found, but I definitely had all my fingers.
Oh, my God.
I found your feet. I don't know what's worse, being the person who got they were missing one or
How many times did she look at her hand after that? Like 20 times. Is it still there?
I will also tell you a really dumb idea is to not floss your teeth when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You will hurt yourself because you will not be as gentle as you need to be. I know a guy who did that.
Who flosses their teeth when they're drunk?
Listen, I'm going to bed. I had to floss my teeth before bed. I mean, my friend did, and she really tore
your friend.
Thumbs.
And I think I forget to even brush my teeth. It's like, who remembers that?
Listen, you've got nothing if you don't have your teeth, your oral hygiene. Janelle, bless her. Janelle says, I rescued a kitten out of the middle of a 4-lane road.
Oh.
Now what you're thinking is she's going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
No. She said, I took the little fellow to the emergency vet where it was immediately determined that he had rabies.
Oh, that's even worse.
He had to be put down and then I had to get rabies shots because he scratched me.
Oh my God.
No good deed goes unpunished.
No. Always carry a towel in your car for that reason. She would have still had to get rabies shots, actually.
Oh, man. Cheryl said, yep, I tore my ACL just hopping off the tailgate of the pickup. I'm still on crushes, and everyone tells me I need a better story.
Oh, we have a friend. This just happened last week. I won't say who, because you would recognize. But they were just riding their electric bikes, came to a stop. She did a very, like, you've done slow motion falls off of horses before, right? Everybody has.
Yeah.
She did a slow motion fall off the bike, not going any speed at all.
Off of a stopped electric bike.
Yeah, not going any speed at all. But guess what she did? She put her arm out, put her hand out, and broke her elbow. She just had surgery 2 days ago. They had to put a screw, and what they found is there were pieces in there. So they had to put a screw in there, the log screw, and then they had, I didn't know they did this. Tell me if you've ever heard of this. They actually, because it was, she's so tiny, they couldn't put a plate in because it's her elbow and she's tiny. So what they did is they drill tiny holes in
your... You're making this not fun. Stop.
They drill tiny... You guys gross me out all the time, so suck it up.
They drill
tiny holes in her bones and they stitch it together till it heals.
Okay, so Cheryl says, we were building our house, hands-on, building the foundation walls, and I climbed out of the hole of the foundation and the pencil in my pocket stabbed me in the hip and I still have the point in the hip 20 years later.
My house one is I backed off the first story roof of the house, just backed right off of it, went airborne.
Are you cleaning gutters?
I was working on the roof, and for some reason, I backed up a little bit too far. Jennifer was actually in the window of the second story looking and watching all this happen, and she saw me disappear, and she heard the thud when I hit the ground. Now, fortunately, the best thing that happened was I hit the ground flat. You know, because I was on my back. I didn't put my arm out. So I was okay after about a week of being really sore everywhere.
So. Amanda said, I sprained my wrist jumping off a golf cart at the Maryland 5-star.
The 5-star. River, do you remember several years ago when we were doing Finding Florida? By the way, Finding Florida was 8 years ago.
Are you guys noticing a theme on how Glenn has stories about every stupid injury? Did you do something else? I remember this one.
We were doing a tour at the Daytona Speedway on this little bus, and I wanted to get a picture, so I leaned over. Well, we just hit the corner where it banks really steep because we were on the track. And I fell over, and there was a wheel well there, and I hit the wheel well really hard to the point where everybody heard the cracks, and I had broken several ribs on a tour at the Daytona Speedway.
Oh, you're sucking the fun out of this, because Amy said, I sprained my... Amy said, now back to the dumb injuries, I have sprained my ankle by standing up from a sitting position.
Okay, that requires talent right there.
Gwen says, I dislocated my kneecap doing planks on my knees in my workout room at home, and the ambulance had to come get me. Oh. No one could understand how I did that without hitting the side of my knee on something. Apparently, I have very wiggly knees.
Oh, my God.
God.
She had to call the ambulance. That's even worse, because then all your neighbors know.
I wasn't going to read the. Do you want me to read Karen Chatton? She's got a horse.
Oh, she probably has 100 of them. She's the endurance rider.
Yeah. Okay, I'll skip hers. It was really bad. Tessa said, I dropped a cat food can while getting it out of the fridge, and it split my thumb all the way down to the nail until it stopped at the nail. And the husband couldn't stomach the blood pouring out, and I had to bandage myself up.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Laurie says, I tacked a 2x4 just lightly into place because it wasn't staying there permanently. And then I started hammering hard on another spot on the shed that I was building. And that first 2x4 came down and hit me over the head. And it looked like a scene from the movie Psycho.
And we've all stepped on nails.
Ugh, okay. Finally, here we go. Jennifer. Different Jennifer. Okay. I lifted my head off of my pillow wrong, and I had to do months of physical therapy.
She had a neck injury?
Getting out of bed? I lifted my head off the pillow wrong and had to do months of physical therapy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You need more iron for your bones or something.
I'm going to go zest a lemon after hearing all this.
Don't you feel better about yourself, though? After all of that,
I'm just glad hearing all these people, like a lot of the horse stories were people doing things while they were drinking, getting on horses in rain or in the dark or something. And you know what? Like those kind of situations, you ask for it.
You almost need to do those on a weird news day, right? Those are the weird news days. Because the first thing I always say is, I bet you alcohol was involved. So there you go. We'll do those at a special weird news day. We'll have the drunken riding stories.
Sounds good.
Tired of flies bugging your barn? Kill flies before they hatch with Fly Predators, nature's fly-fighting secret that can kill as many as 70,000 flies in a single delivery. Start early and enjoy fewer flies all season. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week when we read some listener ads that they've submitted from Facebook or Craigslist or something like that. And we've actually been stacking up the names into a spreadsheet, and we're going to give away the prizes today. Are you ready to pick some numbers, Jamie?
Let's do it.
Between 1 and 245, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get the Ultimate Tail Care Toolkit from Tail Cinch. And we've been talking about this for weeks, so I think you have an idea what it is. TailCinch.com, the rump rubber tail guard, the tail ties, the shampoo detangler. You're going to get it's $100 value. And you're going to pick a number between 1 and 243.
I'm going to go number 4.
Number 4 is Michelle Berggren. Congratulations, Michelle. You're going to be taking care of your pony with this package. I will send you an email and we'll get you all fixed up with that. And thank you to the people at tailcinch.com. Don't forget to support our sponsors. It helps keep us getting more.
And now, remember, you can get these prizes by sending in, go look for a bad ad and email it to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. The next one is, the coveted $100 gift card from the Equestrian Chocolate Company.
Who doesn't want to $100 worth of chocolate.
Oh my God. That is
and they're all horsey chocolate, and you get art with it. It's the perfect deal. So between 1 and 243.
204.
Jolynn Lunders. Congratulations, Jolynn. You are going to be eating happy for the next, I don't know, $100 worth of chocolate might actually take me a week to eat.
You know what, though? Like, you're going to go into it with, like, I'm going to get $100 worth of chocolate and I'm going to give it as gifts. And then you're going to get $100 worth of chocolate and then you're going to eat it.
Eat it all. You're not giving those away. No, that's not happening. I wouldn't even think about giving it away.
You're right. Both these people submit weird news, too. So there you go. Thanks for participating in our show. Love it. Okay, right. First ad, remember, you do get your name in the drawing, even if we don't read it, like Savannah, Jolynn. Oh, there you go. Is that the same Jolynn?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God, another one. There you go. And also Amanda. Faye sent the first one in. And this is from the Facebook page, Horses for Sale in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. It reads like a haiku poem, you know, like each thing mm-hmm. is a separate line. And there's a lot of abbreviations. 5 year old QH stud grade. Rides good, no kick, bite, or rear. Not crazy, just a little studdish. 14.3HH advanced.
Okay, say it. Go ahead.
Guild that it. Okay, I'm not done yet because there's more. Remember, I said not crazy, just a little stud-ish. 14.3HH advanced. Next line. Beginner stand tie easy. Keeper 2000. Next line. Next line. Don't talk my head off either. Okay, and the picture is like a tiny Palomino with a very large human riding it in flip-flops.
His feet are almost on the ground.
It's really pretty, Palomino. Yelled it.
If you go see this horse, though, you're not going to get much of a conversation. He doesn't want to talk to you at all.
I got to tell you, though, after having Amigo, I do not understand why anybody would voluntarily keep a stud, especially a grade stud that they're not using, like a non-registered, non-breeding horse. Like, it's so much work to have studs if you care about them, I guess.
This horse does look studdy. Look at that neck. It's a big neck. Andrew said,
"Not crazy, just a little studish.
Just a little studish.
Just don't talk my head off."
Andrew sent this one in. Herd reduction sale in Auburn, New York. Tim and Terry are Tim and Terry are 2 and 3 year old halflingers. Stand about 13. Two full brothers, both. Oh my God! There's no punctuation. All right, let me try this again because I wasn't prepared. Tim and Terry are 2 and 3 year old Hufflingers, stand about 13 to full brothers both, have been gilded super friendly, easy to catch, and halter broke, not broke, to ride or work yet, 5,000 for the party. Got that? Oh, there's another one. Jolie is a common 3-year-old standard bred BREAD. Percheron Cross was broke as a 2-year-old to ride in drive, and it's been on road some, but has sat sends, then could go in any direction, stands about 16 hands, is a fancy mover.
Oh my God. I'm glad they had the second one though, because the picture of the horse in the ad is a very large dark bay something. And I was like, that's not a halflinger, but also, oh God, it's tied to like a crumpled up outbuilding and there's behind it is just junk. It's just junk everywhere. And the horse is standing in about 5 inches of mud. Yeah. And that's your sale picture.
Yeah.
And
I'm not really sure what any of the horses do because the sentences made no sense at all.
No sense at all. That was, you know what, Andrew, you win the prize for best bad ad so far today. Katie sent this next one in. This is from the Midwest Horse Exchange Facebook page. Want him gone before Christmas.
Well, we have a little time.
What? Okay. I want him gone before Christmas. Lowest X, XXX OBO, Everton, Missouri, UTD on everything. Introducing Tucker. 3-year-old mini John Mule, legally named Tucker, but universally
unapologetic. You can't say this. I'm just warning you.
University and unapologetically affectionately known as Tucker the... You can do that.
Yeah, I think you can fit rhymes. Let's just say that. He may.
Wow. My friend Patty has a horse named Tucker. Now we know what we're going to. She already has Uncle Dick. So now we've got Tucker.
Oh, you have to tell her this. Hi, Patty, I hope you're listening.
She will hear it. He may be mini, but his personality is full size draft horse with side hustle and chaos. Tucker is halter broke, stands tied, and is a perfect gentleman for the farrier and vet as soon as you complete the Olympic qualifier event known as catching him. He gets along with kids, dog, goats, big horses, little horses, and probably forest spirits. Honestly, he loves everyone. As long as you're not holding a halter, then suddenly you're the villain in his story. He absolutely could be someone's best friend, preferably someone with cardio, endurance, and sense of humor, and a strong commitment to chaos. Oh my God, look at the picture of this giant fuzzy. It's a mini, oh, it is a mule. I'm like, it doesn't even look like a horse. It's a like mini mule, and it is like a black Thelwell looking
I want it. Always wanted a mini mule, but Jennifer won't let me have one. Probably
she's
wise.
So mean.
Yeah. Taylor sent this one in. It's our horse trailer of the week. Oh my God, they want $600 for this. Horse trailer, $600. Bumper pull horse trailer. Looks rough, but it does pull good, as has a new floor and tires hold air, $600. Now, I'm calling bogus on this one. It's your typical, you know, round-fronted two-horse trailer with
it's a one-horse, though, it looks like.
Oh, it could be a one-horse. Yeah, it's from the side. I can't tell. But this is what I'm calling bogus on, is it does pull good. How would you know? The grass is grown up halfway up the trailer. You can't even see the tires. You can't see the hitch. You can't see half the trailer. This hasn't been towed in 30 years. So how does he
Glenn,
know?
It has a new floor, duh. It's fine.
You know, when they say the that, that's relevant. That's relative, though. Has a new floor. Maybe 10 years ago, they didn't say when it had a new floor. See, that's all relative.
Amanda sent the next one in, and yeah, that's a bad trailer. This also comes from... Didn't I already have one from this Facebook page? I gotta scroll up.
Yes, you did, I think.
No. Oh. I had one from Horses for Sale in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. This one is from... Quality Horses in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia.
Oh, they included Virginia. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a whole nother page, Glenn. The ad is simply, it's one of those like where they've done like an emoji of themselves sniffing a rose in a cartoon in a field. And the ad, it says, looking for a male horse to buy.
That's it?
Looking for a male horse to buy. Looking for a male.
Apparently, she's not picky either. She'll take any male horse.
Anything. Okay, I get the next one too, since that one's short.
You see where it's from? That's why I gave it to you. We have a theme today.
This is a whole nother page of quality horses, but this one doesn't include Virginia.
No.
This one's only South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Here's the ad. It's ISO horse for client. Looking for a chunky, trail-safe equine for a big, tall guy. Seriously, y'all, he looks like a Viking. Easy going. Low maintenance, needs some experience. Rider is not a green beginner, but has been out of horses for a while. We'll keep horse on my farm and care will be supervised by the most paranoid equestrian ever. It's me. I'm the paranoid equestrian.
I then love a little diagram.
The picture. The picture is a drawing, like a stick drawing of a horse. And they have listed the things around it. Minimal maintenance, trail safe, big bone, budget is $10,000. Dang.
Well, they have a chance.
It says, close to South Carolina, be good. This is the drawing of the hypothetical horse. Hooves not shown in the picture, but are mandatory. I'd be friends with this person.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? This is the first one that had all of these needs and then didn't come back and say, I have a budget of $500. That's the first we've ever had. That's pretty good.
What y'all, this is the Oklahoma page and say, what y'all got under 500? And literally 20 people will post horses. I'm like, ugh.
Susan sent this one in. It's a picture of a chunky, I don't know, looks like a quarter horse with a Western saddle out in the middle of the prairie. I mean prairie. There's nothing around.
And that Western saddle is about as big as the horse.
Yes.
It goes. It's very big.
Nice quarter pony, $5,500. I have owned this gelding for 5 years. I paid $5,000 for him, and he is better than when I got him. I used him on cattle back in New Mexico, but since I moved to Arizona, found little use for him. I have three others I like better.
Oh, God.
Way to sell it. He has a good disposition and a nice personality, but he is not really cowy for arena or roping work. I have tried him on Gymkhana events, but he doesn't have any more hustle than he has with a cow. Open offers on this average-looking quarter horse for a very average talent. Well, way to sell it there, buddy.
Sign me up. Where can I get this horse that you don't really care about that kind of sucks at everything?
This horse is his average. Well, you know what, though? For a trail horse now, $5,000 is average price. So you're get an average horse.
$5,500 because in the 8 years she's had him, he has gotten better. Yeah, not much better.
Not enough to keep.
Not enough to charge any more than $500.
We definitely had a theme today, too. Oh, my God. Well, all you people in North Carolina and South Carolina are selling horses like crazy, apparently.
There's lots of horses for y'all.
Yeah. If you're in that area, you should be able to find one. No post show today because we're tired. Actually, we're not. Well, Jamie's not tired yet. She hasn't walked across the country course. That's tomorrow. But she's busy right now and can't talk to us. So
possibly tonight on the going to the future. Possibly tonight, you know, Cindy Severson, who
we had on during holiday week.
Yeah, she's doing a course walk.
Are you going to join her?
I don't know. It might be. I don't know. Walking the course twice is going to suck.
Yeah, that's going to suck. You know, as press, we used to they take you out on a hay wagon. So that was always nice.
Yeah,
didn't have to walk it then. So that was nice. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful time. I'm sure you are.
Hey, I hope you're having a wonderful birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And on that note.
Yelled it. Just yelled it. What are you doing? Yelled it. Neuter it. Get rid of those things.
You know, I want to change. We're not out yet. We're still recording. I want to change the closing music to the end of this. I think we should end every show with this.
Yelled it.
What do you think?
Immediately.
We should switch it. I'm tired of our closing music. That's why. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.